Hello everyone, this is Amelia Rose and you're listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Bi-weekly, you can hear us on all the major social media platforms, and after each episode, do join other listeners as they share their comments on our Facebook page. Let's get started. Today I want to talk to you about a story I'm calling The Biggest Lie of All. And no, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump's election fraud lie. I am talking about something more damning and destructive. However, before I do so, let me share with you an incident that had to do with a lie and the impact it had on millions of people in Ukraine decades ago. Yes, Ukraine. You see, in the 1930s, Joseph Stalin was determined to wipe out private farms in Ukraine and to put the population into Soviet-controlled communes. He instituted a policy that began starving this region. Ultimately, between 2 and 4 million people starved to death. As could be expected, the Soviet government denied any problems. What is surprising is that many Western reporters repeated Moscow's interpretation of what was happening in the region. One such reporter was a Walter Duranty, and he worked for the New York Times. He repeatedly stated that there was no famine. He wasn't the only reporter, though, who repeated this Soviet line, but he was the only one who actually won a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage. Durante also justified the brutality of Stalin's system as a necessary measure that would ultimately benefit the Russian people. Sounds like a lie? Sounds very familiar to me. What was the result? Durante asserted that there was no actual starvation, and he assured Western leaders of that, and there was no reason they saw to press for famine relief. His reporting helped the world turn away from the deaths and imprisonment of millions. Unfortunately for the people of Ukraine and most of Europe, today a similar lie is destroying the lives and livelihood of millions. So, which lie could be worse than this? Let's talk about that. That big lie has been that human beings are from multiple races. My friend, nothing is further from the truth. The truth is that there is only one human race, and that has been supported by scientific research across multiple disciplines. Now, if you were to look back at studies done by anthropologists dating back to the 1940s, you will see that most agree that the concept of race is essentially a folk idea, not a product of scientific research and discovery. Another group has said the boundaries we set up between nature and the human soul are illusory at best and self-destructive at worst. One Lord Raglan, a British Army soldier, once said that the divisions of mankind into races, it must be perfectly clear, is purely arbitrary and frankly man-made. Now, I couldn't have said that better myself. But here is something to consider. Before scientists began to investigate the oneness of humanity, ancient religions of the world all believed in some version of the concept of oneness. Here are just two of the more widely known declarations that have come down the generations. And after listening, I want you to ask yourself, where did we go wrong? And where did this division start? So the first declaration is found in the Islamic faith, and it says, whatever the country in which a person lives, whatever the language they speak, whatever the color of their skin, they were all recognized as one family living under one roof, the canopy of heaven, and all enjoying equally the benefits of nature. Now, the second one is founded in the Baha'i faith, and it states, ye are all leaves of one tree and the fruits of one branch. By this, it is meant that the world of humanity is like a tree. The nations and peoples are the different limbs or branches of that tree. And the individual human creature is the fruit and blossom thereof. Let's see if we can answer the question of when and why the division of humanity into races came about. If we look back into the 17th century, we have one German physician, Johann Blumenbach, to thank for that. You see, it was he who came up with the idea that there are four major classifications of human being. And that lie has laid the foundation for many other lies that follow. Fortunately for us, there are two other scientists, Ian Hannaford and Donald Horowitz, who in different ways agreed that the division of human beings into different races by pigmentation only basically served the purpose of instituting campaigns of oppression and genocide. History has proven that and continues to prove that. But please do not lose sight of this big lie. It is said that lies have different impact on their victims, and I agree with that. However, for me, the motive for every lie is to conceal the truth and in the process, create a victor and a victim, a winner of sorts and a loser. Now ask yourself, how easy or difficult is that? Hear this next story, which actually was an experiment done by a teacher in the 1960s. That teacher, who is from a little town called Riceville in Iowa, undertook what is now a famous experiment with her all-white third graders. Yes, third graders. She separated the blue-eyed ones from the brown-eyed ones. She told the blue-eyed kids that the brown-eyed kids were not as good as they are. She went on to tell them that they, the blue-eyed kids, were smarter than the brown-eyed kids, and that they should not allow the brown-eyed kids to drink water from the fountain. You see, that played well in the hands of the blue-eyed kids, and they made sure that those brown-eyed kids were the brunt of every harassment during that morning. Now, the brown-eyed kids, by break, you should see them. They looked downcast and defeated. By the end of the day, the impact all of this had on them was now affecting their academic performance, which plummeted. Now, these are the same kids who were as bright as all the kids in the class, and their work was just as superior, if not, to the work being done by the blue-eyed kids. But nonetheless, this is the impact that attitude of superiority had on these children. One journalist who was well known learned of the experiment, and she called that the lies that divide us. Ask yourselves, my friends, what do you think happened to those children when they became adults? And what happens when one group of people set out to stigmatize and dehumanize another group just to justify a state of enduring dominance, not for a day, not for a year, but for 400 years? I want you to think about that seriously. Now, what can we do about this big lie? First, we have to see it for what it is. It is a lie. We must now do the hard work of believing and telling the truth. That is, that there is only one human race. We, in the words of an ancient religious leader, must develop a deep-seated consciousness of the oneness of humanity, because it is the only hope we have for remedying the vast problems of our fractured world. Now, if there is to be any hope of our survival, this must be our mantra. So at this moment, I want to thank you for listening today. And I hope that something that you heard in this episode is going to create a change in you. As a matter of fact, I am asking you to consider the concept and the benefit of the oneness of humanity and share that with your friends. Then continue to listen to this platform. And until next time, bye for now.